Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. The smell of lilac in the winds and the sun of spring back to replace winter on stage, we begin this new episode of Neon Jazz with the English pianist, organist, composer, and conductor Frank Chaxfield with the 1960 song Coco Nut. Frank had great success in Britain and internationally in the 50s and early 60s and became one of Britain's most well-known orchestral leaders internationally. He is estimated to have sold over 20 million albums worldwide. In 1954, he began presenting a series on BBC TV, which continued occasionally until the early 60s. Chaxfield was responsible for the musical arrangement of the first UK entry into the Eurovision Song Contest in 1957. Yet another prolific musician from England showing the American radio dial some love. Thanks for joining me. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, ready to give you all the jazz I have. Coming to you from a town that gave the world Charlie Parker, Count Basie, and Benny Moten, Kansas City, Missouri. Featuring musicians like Stan Getz, Roy Haynes, Fletcher Henderson, and much, much more. Up next on Neon Jazz are the sons of the most famous jazz pianist ever, Dave Brubeck. Here's the duo of drummer Dan Brubeck and bassist, trombonist, and pianist Chris Brubeck on their third album, under the title Brubeck Brothers Quartet, with the 2000 song Change Up off their album Intuition. We'll be right back.
is Neon Jazz.
That was Dutch pianist and composer Misha Mengelberg with the 1987 song The Happenings off the album Change of Season. His first record appearance was on Eric Dolphy's last album, the 1964 release Last Day. After this, he teamed up with his own quartet and played at the Newport Jazz Festival in 1966. Mengelberg has played with a large variety of musicians. He was one of the earliest parts of the work of the once-neglected pianist Herbie Nichols. He has written music for others to perform and has overseen a number of musical theater productions, which usually include a large element of absurdist humor. He insisted on the funny business. Up next on Neon Jazz is the very talented Nora Jones with the song Sunrise off her Grammy Award-winning follow-up album in 2004, Feels Like Home.
Sunrise, sunrise, looks like morning in your eyes, but the clock's held 9:15 for hours. Sunrise, sunrise, couldn't tempt us if it tried, 'cause the afternoon's already come and gone. And I said, ooh, it's written all over my face. Surprise, surprise, never something I could hide. When I see we made it through another day, then I say, who?
Into Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
I'm a little jazz bird, and I'm telling you to be one too. For a little jazz bird is in heaven when she's singing blue. I say it with regret, but you're out of date. You ain't heard nothing yet. Still I think of paint. When the going is rough, you can tell your troubles all have flown. If you warble your stuff like the moaning of a saxophone, just try my recipe, and I'm sure you'll agree that a little jazz bird is the only kind of bird to be.
That was Kansas City's own songstress, Megan Birdsall, with the 2007 tune Little Bird off her third album by the same name. She has been a featured act in the Kansas City community since she was 16, and she dedicates her accomplishments to the trial by fire training she received at home and by the jazz musicians in KC. Megan was voted the best jazz solo artist in KC by The Pitch in 2009 to 2010. Most recently, she went on a European tour with noted KC jazz trumpeter Herman Mahari. Plan on hearing much more from the very talented singer Megan, both in KC and around the world, in years to come. Up next on our Neon Jazz program is St. Louis jump blues guitarist Gene Phillips with his Rhythm Aces doing the song Royal Boogie off a 2003 Ace Records reissue called Drinkin' and Stinkin'. Neon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. That was pianist Kenny Barron with the 1985 song Scratch. He is known for his lyrical style of playing. Barron has appeared on hundreds of recordings, both as a leader and a sideman, and is consequently considered one of the most important and influential jazz pianists since bebop. Between 1987 and 1991, Barron recorded several albums with Stan Getz, most notably Bosses and Ballads, The Lost Sessions. Kenny has been nominated 9 times for Grammy Awards and for the American Jazz Hall of Fame. He was elected a Fellow of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences in 2009. For over 25 years, Barron taught piano and keyboard harmony at Rutgers University in New Jersey. He now teaches at the Juilliard School of Music. Now you know. Up next on Neon Jazz is a talented import from Norway. Here's saxophonist Marius Neset with the 2011 song, The Real YSJ.
This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was flautist and tenor saxophonist Lou Tabakan with the 1994 song Love Letters. Speaking of, Lou is married to noted jazz pianist and composer Toshiko Akiyoshi. Lou studied flute at the Philadelphia Conservatory of Music, and after graduation, he had a brief stint with the U.S. Army, then worked with Tal Faro. He also worked on a combo that included Elvin Jones, Donald Byrd, and Ronald Hanna. Later, he would have a chair in the Dick Cavett Show's band. Lou became a great supporter of the Jazz Foundation of America and their mission to save the homes and the lives of America's elderly jazz and blues musicians, including musicians that survived Hurricane Katrina. Since 2002, he has sat on the advisory committee of the foundation. This is a real hard-on-your-sleeve kind of guy. Up next on our Neon Jazz program is Kenny Dorham with the 1956 song Night Watch off the album Trompeta Toccata. That was tenor saxophonist and St. Louis native Jimmy Forrest with the 1961 tune Organ Grinder Swing. Jimmy is famous for his first solo recording of Night Train. It reached number one on the Billboard R&B chart in 1952 and stayed at the top for 7 weeks. Jimmy had some solid KC connections. From 1940 to 42, he played with Jay McShann, and from 42 to 48, he played with Andy Kirk. Up next on Neon Jazz is saxophonist, music educator, and the creator of the Play-Along series of instructional materials, Jamie Abersold, with the tune 88 Basie Street.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
That was tenor saxophonist Wayne Marsh with his quintet featuring Art Pepper on the song Smog Eyes. Taking us out of this episode of Neon Jazz is German jazz musician Oscar Joost with the song Am Montag von Die Wunsch on a Music from Germany circa 1937 to 44. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the guy controlling all the buttons around here, Mr. John Christopher. Talk to us a bit about our show. Let us know how we're doing. You want to hear something? We're here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. You would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Das bisschen, was dazwischen liegt, das ist der Lebenslauf. Im Frühling fängt die Liebe an, im Herbst ist meistens Schluss. Das bisschen, was dazwischen liegt, das nennt der Mensch Genuss. Daran siehst du, kurz ist dieses Lebensglück. Darum nütze jeden schönen Augenblick. Denn am Montag fängt die Woche an, am Sonntag hört sie auf. Das bisschen, was dazwischen liegt, das ist der Lebenslauf.
Neon Jazz.